As we jump into the entertainment news, I know what you're asking. You're saying to yourself, gosh, when are we going to have a sequel to that awesome, awesome movie, Paul Blart Mall Cop? And I have the answer for you.
Well, now, wait a minute. Mm? You remember what we would do, I mean, on Monday, we do top box office numbers, whatever.
Sure.
Paul Blart Mall Cop was in the top 10 forever.
I know. It made $183 million worldwide back in 2009. So even though it may not have been your favorite movie or mine, there is a sequel in the works. Right now, the only thing that's been confirmed is, yes, Kevin James will be back as Paul Blart Mall Cop. So, you know, we had to wait a long time for the sequel of Ron Burgundy, you know, Anchorman. We had to wait for that. Good things come to those who wait.
Did he get to keep the Segway?
You know, I would hope so. Have you ever ridden one of those?
I haven't.
They're a blast.
The last time that I was in D.C. and had time to explore, they now do walking tours of the city.
Yeah.
You're on a Segway.
Yes.
Like, well, you know, things That's are kind of spread tour. Out in Washington. You know, you see the
awesome.
White House. And then we're going to Capitol Hill. That's across the mall. It's a long way.
Yes.
Follow us with your Segway.
You should. If you ever get a chance to do it, you should. It'll take you 10 minutes at the most to learn how to ride it.
Right. You need a little training time to
Just
get used to it or whatever.
The thing you have to do is trust it. It is an amazing piece of equipment. I had an opportunity to ride one, and within about 15 minutes, I was able to be on it, and I was touring around downtown. I called into my radio station on my cell phone, and I'm doing the show from my cell phone while tooling around downtown.
It looks ridiculous.
It looks ridiculous because you got to wear the stupid little helmet. Okay, that's what looks ridiculous. But look, you put big tires on that thing and some flames and, I don't know, maybe a gun rack, and right. Now we're talking.
We used to think the fat old people that can't walk their way through Walmart, we used to think that looked ridiculous when they were on those carts.
No.
And now we've accepted that. So the Segway's day is coming.
Speaking of Segway days, Honey Boo Boo and her family were in a bad car accident on Monday night. According to the reports, their vehicle was at an intersection. A truck that was speeding without its lights on crashed into them. The family suffered a few bumps and bruises, but fortunately no one was seriously hurt. No information on whether the airbags went off or if they even needed to.
See, what I'm thinking is not, it's not nice.
Can you hurt marshmallows? Sting. You know who the Sting is, yes? Right? You know Sting, formerly
from the Police. Roxanne!
Formerly. Exactly. Well, there was another song that he did, Every Breath You Take, that was extremely popular. So popular is the fact that Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, P. Diddy, whatever the heck his name is.
He sampled the guitar riff for Every Breath You Take.
In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce some time. The night they took my friend.
What talent.
Like it out, the original Every Breath You Take was one of the lamest songs.
Oh, really?
It was number one, but I mean, it just did nothing. It was just this wimpy.
If you were
a rock band. They did this adult contemporary.
Well, if you were in a relationship, you'd probably think. Actually, it was a stalker song, but anymore. P. Diddy did not ask for permission to sample Every Breath You Take.
Cha-ching! Money's coming to the Police.
Sting makes $2,000 a day. Sting makes $2,000 a day because Diddy did not ask for permission and now has to pay the penalty. $2,000 a day.
In royalties and rights and iStore downloads and whatever.
That's exactly right. So there it is. Make sure the next time you want to break out and be a rapper, ask for permission. All right, NME.com has put out a list of songs that were originally meant for other artists, meaning that the song was written with somebody else in mind.
This should be good. This should be a good list.
Justin Timberlake's 2002 song Rock Your Body was originally meant for Michael Jackson, and he passed on it. I think Jackson would have done very well with it. Watch the Thrones, and of course, you know, I can't say the real word of the song. It's the N word in Paris. Was originally meant to be for Pusha T. That, of course, we don't give a flying rat's butt about. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time, which
this
was
the Wall Street.
Yes, that was her big hit. Hit Me Baby One More Time almost went to TLC, but they didn't think that it fit for them. David Bowie, remember Golden Years?
Sure.
Golden Years. He wrote that with Elvis in mind. Now, that would have been seriously interesting. What do you think?
Yeah, would that have been Big Elvis or Little Elvis? That may have been Big Elvis.
I think it was Big Elvis. And last but not least, the song Call Me from Blondie was actually going to go to Stevie Nicks. But she passed on it, so Blondie did it. There it is. That's all the information that you could possibly want in one sitting. You're welcome.